You've probably heard about the butterfly effect, usually explained by the idea that a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil and causes a hurricane in Texas. Premise ridiculous. Of course they cannot do that. There are millions of butterflies. If everyone caused the beginnings of a storm, Earth would be in chaos. The thing is, that's not really what the butterfly effect is about. It's about how tiny changes in big systems can have complex results. Systems in this case could be anything from weather patterns to how big groups of asteroids move to how lots of people interact.
That was Trace Dominguez of DNews explaining what a butterfly effect is all about. A simple example of this effect would be how a drop of water, which is a tiny change, causes ripples on the surface of a previously tranquil collection of water, which is the big system. Something as little as that drop changed the state of the body of water from somewhat static to various ripples traveling throughout the water surface. I know, you're probably wondering, hey Josh, this is all nice, but what has that got to do with anything? Well, stay tuned and find out.
Who the sun sets free.
Who the sun sets free.
Whosoever the sun sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
So it was 2017, Monday, January 15th, 4 a.m. The day before, I had decided to try God because I had tried everything else. For my addiction, I had tried therapy, I tried certain steps I found on YouTube, I tried an accountability partner, and none of that worked, and I was at the end of my rope. I was depressed, I was tired of the addictions and what it did to my mind. I was tired of being enslaved to this thing, and my only result was God. Funny enough, that shouldn't have been my last resort, but anyway, I was done. I woke up 4 a.m. in the morning and I knelt down. Keep in mind that I had been born into a Christian home, but I never subscribed to the idea. In fact, I was leaning towards being an atheist. In fact, I would call myself an atheist because I was like, there's no God. Like, there's so many things that happened in my life that I felt there was no God. I knelt down and I said, I know you're real. I'm sorry I have ignored you all this long. Please reveal yourself to me. I would love to be yours. And then I felt like crying, and to me, crying was not the manly thing to do. Yeah, my toxic masculinity was on another level. And also, when I went to military school, so from first class, they beat the cry out of you. Anyway, so I got up from kneeling down, I sat down, but I was like, I can't cry. I'm a hard guy. And then almost immediately, I felt as if a presence was leaving me. Now, that's what I understood then, but being a Christian, now I realize the Bible says he will never leave nor forsake us, and he always leaves the 99 for that one sheep. So he wasn't leaving. What happened was my unbelief was pulling me away from his presence. And that was what was happening. I started saying, please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go. This was someone who was leaning towards the idea that God does not exist. I knew something had changed. In the atmosphere in my room, I knew someone had left. That's what I thought, at least. And I started saying, please don't go, please don't go, please don't go. And I started crying. I was crying with so much snot and tears. I haven't cried like this since my dad died when I was 8 years old. So it was such an honest moment. And then I got a vision of all the times I had masturbated, all the times I had watched porn, all the times I was having sex with other people, all the times I was lying, all the time I was cheating, all the times that I was doing everything that I could do against God. And then slow motion to something that I thought was the worst thing I had ever done to God, which was when I was in Ghana, right? My girlfriend got pregnant and then we decided to do an abortion. So we were at the abortion clinic, and in that moment I was so scared because we're in Ghana, one. Two, people know that we're staying together. So if anything happens, if she dies, my head goes, like I'm going to jail in a foreign country. And I heard stories about jail in Ghana. I do not want to be there. So I was scared. Also, I was scared I was killing a child. I'm killing a human being right now. I was so scared. My teeth were actually chattering. That's how scared I was. Like I had fever. And then in the waiting room, after a while, I just became calm. To me, I thought my heart was hardening. Like, whatever. cool, Sarah, Sarah, I want to be with you. So I got a vision to that point, and that point is like slow motion for me. And this is like HD, like a big screen, LED screen in my eyes, and I'm seeing all these things. And then I heard the Lord say, I was with you through all those times. And immediately I knew that I was going to see the vision again. I knew that God was a righteous God. I don't know how, but I just knew immediately at that moment that God is a righteous God. And I don't want his righteousness around me when I'm doing all these things for two things. One, I felt like if I should see him there, he would show me all my sin and say, okay, because of these things and because you killed a child, I can't love you. You can't be mine. Secondly, I felt like if he sees all these things, he will now see, for this reason, I'm going to kill you, strike you dead right now. That's how I felt. And I didn't want it to happen. So I opened my eyes. I didn't want to see the vision. But then that's like telling the owner of the house not to enter the house when the owner has the key to the house. It's impossible. That's like the house telling the owner, don't enter me. It's impossible. I still saw the visions with my eyes wide open. And in each time, I saw a physical representation of the Lord in a form of light. And he was with me in every moment. When I was masturbating, when I was watching porn, when I was lying, when I was having sex, when I was doing all those things. And then slow motion again to the abortion clinic. And then this is what breaks me. So I see that form of light in front of me at the abortion clinic, when I was in the waiting room. And then in that moment when I was feeling so scared, I see like a strand of light leave him and touch the direct spot where my heart is. That's when I felt peace. In hindsight, what happened was not my heart hardening, was the Lord trying to give me his peace so my heart doesn't harden so much that I go away from him totally. But I actually did go away from him totally at that point. At least that's what I thought, because I was like, even if there is a God, he wants nothing to do with me because I just killed a child. And I remember following my family to church and wanting to get up to worship, and the devil would be like, what are you doing? You have blood on your hands. That was my life. And then here was the Lord in the place where I felt like I hurt him the most. Here he was, loving me. It made no sense to me, and it broke me. I was crying, I was wailing in my room, and the Lord said, Joshua, if I was with you through all this time, what makes you think I'll leave you now? That was it for me, man. I was out of it. I was crying. I was on the floor, like a heavy weight of depression, of sin, of guilt, of shame fell off my back. I felt so light. And then almost immediately also, I felt compressed with so much love, so much forgiveness, so much acceptance. Like I felt I was going to suffocate in my room. I just realized that like it really broke me, and I felt I was going to suffocate from so much love and acceptance from him that I ran to my sister's room. Now, when I ran to my sister's room, she was confused, like, Josh, what's happening? I was shouting with tears in my eyes. He was there, Yvonne, he was there. My sister's name is Yvonne. Shout out to Yvonne, my big sister. Anyway, so I was shouting, he was there, he was there, he was there, Yvonne, he was there. And then she started trying to calm me down, and then from nowhere, normally, for some backstory, whenever I see like a pastor lay hands on someone and the person falls under the anointing or under the power of God and starts shaking, I always felt, they've gone to higher actors. or when people speak in tongues, I'm like, this is rubbish, this is impossible, like, why are you saying, like, stop acting or something. From nowhere, this thing picked me, like, the power of God literally picked me off the ground, and I was vibrating from crown of my head to the sole of my feet. It was vibrating, waves upon waves upon waves of shock. And my sister tried to hold me down, but I have such a big bone structure, big frame, that I would have injured her. So she left me and prayed I don't hit my head on any sharp object. And I was out of it and just vibrating. The more I tried to control it, the more I was vibrating. Like within me, I still felt that love, that peace, that tranquil, but outside of me was out of it. And then I started shouting in tongues for a long time. This went on for like 45 minutes, and then I calmed down, and that was it. A big system here for the butterfly effect tie-in would be my life, which was like outside. My life was rubbish. I felt even if I was to go to God, I would be the least of his children. Let me just stay outside the gate, at least, like the prodigal son was saying. And here was the Lord Jesus running towards me with arms wide open, showing me that he's always been there, loving me, trying to get me to be his, and I just ignored him. And now I was coming to him, he made me his own. So the tiny, it's not tiny, in sense, but it's just so profound that his love is what freed me from all my addictions. From that day, January 15th, 2017, up till now, I've been free from all my addictions, like at the drop of a hat. All I needed was the love of Christ, shed abroad in my heart, and that delivered me from everything. The butterfly effect, the love of God, the ripple effect was change in my entire life. I changed so drastically that I had to look at myself in the mirror to remember, okay, this is still me, but it's not me. So the idea behind this whole testimony is for you to understand that the freedom you seek, the freedom we all seek from anything, depression, any addiction, be it sexual immorality issues or drugs, anything at all, is the love of God. Being content in the love of God, Him filling up our souls with His love so much that nothing else stays, nothing else has preeminence in our life but His love. Thank you guys so much for listening to my own version of the butterfly effect. I had so much fun sharing that story. And you know what's weird? Weird in a good way actually. Is that whenever I share that story, I have these moments of truth each time. And the moment of truth I got right now sharing that story was the reason the Lord showed me that vision was because He was trying to tell me that at every point that I made a decision that pushed me away from Him, His love was an option for me to take. So I just want to encourage anyone out there, no matter what you're going through, no matter what is happening in your life right now, know that the love of God is always an option for you, no matter what it is. The next episode is going to be about what the true meaning of sex is from God's standpoint, and it's titled Le Mirage.